The lie of the separation between the church and the state, no prayer at graduations. In fact, we got a city right now out in Massachusetts where they are outlawing Christmas, if you can believe that. You can't have candy canes, no celebrations of Christmas in our schools, no reindeer. I mean, you can have reindeer on the courthouse, but the reindeer have to be there if you're going to have any semblance of the manger scene, all of that. This stuff has not just happened by happenstance. It's been a orchestrated effort by the Anti-Defamation League, by the American Civil Liberties Union, and Reverend Ted Pike, who has been on the cutting edge of this stuff. Reverend Ted, you got to feel like Paul Revere. You have to feel like that you've been riding around and you've been screaming and hollering, the British are coming, the British are coming, and people are watching the soldiers get picked off one by one, and they still are not connecting the dots. And that's really what you've dedicated your ministry to. Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. Open our eyes a little bit to the ADL and exactly what's going on there.
Well, you see, the big problem is that we have a tradition in the Western world going clear back even to Oliver Cromwell in the beginning of the 17th century, who allowed, the Jews to come back into England and so on. And Cromwell very much set the standard for the Puritan movement, for the evangelical movement, and he believed that by letting the Jews back into England, he was blessing God's chosen people. And Manasseh ben Israel, who was the Dutch Kabbalistic rabbi who worked with Cromwell to do that, told Cromwell that God would specially bless him as a nation, England as a nation, if they would bless God's chosen people.
Let me stop you right there real quick, Pastor. What do you respond to those who say, well, bless those who bless Israel? How do you respond to that?
Well, every Christian blesses people most profoundly and lastingly. When we bless them spiritually, we lead them to Jesus Christ. And regarding to the Jews, we tell them and we persuade them that Jesus is their rejected Messiah. He is the only spiritual husband which Israel has had from her very beginning. And he someday will, of course, come back, and he will lead the Jewish people back to their holy land.
So the blessing of Israel is a spiritual blessing then?
Absolutely. Wow. But to give them F-16s and napalm bombs and a green light to do anything they want, to build more settlements in the West Bank.
When, in fact, they've rejected the Lord.
Yeah, that's right. That is not blessing them. You don't bless them by bidding Godspeed to people who throw Arabs by the hundreds of thousands out of their homes like they did in 1948, drive them off into concentration camps. That's not blessing. We bless. You see, the problem is that the church has a very fleshly rather than a spiritual view. And they have believed that by providing military and moral support for Israel unconditionally over the past century, that they are blessing Israel, they're fulfilling the promises given to Abraham and so on. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. And they also believe that if you criticize any Jew or Jewish organization, including ADL B'nai B'rith, you are cursing God's chosen people.
Mm.
Now, as a result of this, ADL and these evil Jewish leaders have been able to mushroom in power and influence, pervading every aspect of society, not only Congress, not only finance in the Western world, not only war-making potential in the presidency, in his cabinet, and so on, surrounding these evangelical-oriented presidents and so on. But the ADL has also pervaded very widely into educational, into government organizations, even on the local level. And they have vast programs with teachers and influencing education toward so-called tolerance and respect for diversity, which of course means promotion of homosexuality, acceptance of homosexuality in the public schools.
Because
it's
a destruction of Christianity and Christian values.
Absolutely. Now, we have to remember, you know, we're talking about secular Jews. You have to remember that Abe Foxman, who is the national director of ADL, is a pious Orthodox Jew. He's not a raving Marxist, a Trotskyite Jew who's a secular Jew. In his book written about 3 or 4 years ago, which is called Never Again, the threat of the new anti-Semitism, Foxman very candidly says that he's an Orthodox Jew in I think it was 1981, in his Orthodox synagogue in Teaneck, New Jersey. He had quite a controversy with the rabbis there because he claimed that the synagogue was not praying for the state of Israel with the kind of passion and prayer that they should be, and he resigned his position there in the Orthodox synagogue. And he says very frankly in his book also that he is earnestly awaiting for the advent of the Jewish Messiah, the promised Messiah and deliverer of Israel. He works with B'nai B'rith summer camps and sponsors trips for Jewish young people to Israel to learn more about their faith and the spiritual roots of Judaism. Now, here's a man who's an Orthodox Jew, and yet he is promoting federal and state hate crimes laws, pornography, abortion, certainly homosexuality in all strata of our society. Why is he doing that? Well, it's very simple. He's interested in tearing down, breaking down Christian values and Christian civilization, even Christian capitalism, in order that a new Judaic one-world order can overlay that and come into existence. And without the breakdown of Christian society, you see, this minority, there's only 15 million Jews in the world, this minority will never get anywhere. But if they can break down all aspects, the pillars of Christian society, then they are in a position to move forward to their new world order.
Help me out with this one, Pastor Ted. Again, folks, Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. It just seems to me, as you look across the spectrum of the world, really of America, that evangelical Christians are the greatest friends ever to the Jews. Why is that hatred, why is that love not reciprocated?
Well, it's because the evil Jews are using us. They are making use of the evangelicals for a period of time.
Now, you're not calling all Jews evil.
Of course not. I'm talking about evil Jewish leadership.
Okay.
And the leadership of ADL B'nai B'rith is really a very small percentage of world Jewry. And it's true that most Jews are liberals. Some 81% did vote for the Democrats in the House a year ago.
81%.
81%. That's what the Associated Press poll found.
So about the same as the blacks, really.
But on the other hand, there's a smaller minority who did not vote for Obama, and there are many Jews of good intention, and I'm not including them in these denunciations. But the truth of the matter is that ADL is in a very concerted effort in every possible way it can to break down Christian values and symbols. They'll even throw down their own Ten Commandments
mm-hmm.
in order to divest us of our Christian symbols, our Christian foundation.
Wow.
And you see, this is all extremely spiritual because, you see, back in Ezekiel 16, God says he chose Israel as a rejected infant. She was thrown out in the garbage dump of the nations. He came down and he took her, he washed her, he cleansed her, covered her, and made her into his spiritual bride among the nations. And as such, she became the first among the nations to have spiritual relationship with God, with her heavenly husband. And yet she turned into a harlot. She committed fornication with the idols of the ancient world and the nations. And so what we see here when we fast forward to the book of Revelation, we see this great harlot with a name emblazoned on her forehead which says, the mother of harlots and abominations of the world. We see this great harlot ruling over the nations, ruling in peace and safety, as I mentioned earlier, with everybody subdued under her, as described again as in Ezekiel 38 and 39. What we're seeing today is the emergence and the ascendancy of Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, Israel, going back, clear back to Ezekiel 16 and going all the way forward to Revelation 17 and 18. There have been many spiritual harlots, including the papacy and apostate Methodism and so on, which have become horrors to God. But Israel is unique in that she is the mother of that spiritual relationship. And that's why we find in over 80 clear statements in the Old Testament, Israel is described as the harlot, the lewd woman, the whore, and so on. And yet you see the evangelicals turn their eyes away from that, believing that the Pope is the Antichrist or Pope is the great harlot. Nonsense. Do you realize that Israel, the city of Jerusalem is surrounded by seven hills? And I give those seven hills. They are very clearly defined. In fact, I've got them in the back of my Bible. I could read them right now. But people think, well, there's seven hills of Rome. It's got to be Rome as the great harlot. No, there are seven hills in Jerusalem. And I have been told by people who have lived in Israel and been born and bred there that even in their education in early years, children are told to memorize the seven hills of Jerusalem.
Mm.
And these seven hills surround, and people don't know that. People don't know that.
Well, Reverend Ted Pike, you know, the truth of it is, and, you know, I'm a seeker of truth, Pastor. I really am. If I've been believing something that's not true, I want to know that. I don't want to go ahead and just stroke a lie because it makes me feel comfortable.
Yes.
And so I run into this all the time. I hear this all the time, and I don't know. I just don't feel equipped sometimes to answer the response when people say, "Well, I tell you what, if America ever turns their back on Israel, that's going to be the end of America." How would you respond to that, Pastor?
Well, I'd say that we are really cursed for giving unconditional support of Israel. I mean, look at our whole adventure in the Middle East, in Afghanistan. We're going all the way to Pakistan, perhaps Iran. This whole boondoggle of heightened funds for Afghanistan approved yesterday, I believe it was. This all goes back to the idea that we have a duty to make the Mideast safe for Israel. We need to go over there and exhaust ourselves financially, militarily.
Like the Lord couldn't protect Israel.
That's right. And I mean, go back even in I think it was the early 1980s when in reaction, in protest against Israel's merciless persecutions of the Palestinians, the OPEC nations created the oil embargo, devastating our currency and economy and so on. When we stand up for Israel, we incur the hatred and the enmity of a good deal of the Arab world, if not the whole world. And we are not being blessed for standing up for a God, for a Christ-rejecting nation that actually is involved in quite intense persecution of Christians right now. There are many Messianic Jews and Messianic Christians who are under intense persecution in Central Israel and in on the West Bank and so on, as the ultra-Orthodox Jews mercilessly harass them, persecute them, torch their buildings, and so on, while the government of Israel turns a blind eye.
Because Israel's basically a secular nation, is it not?
Well, not really. The whole structure of Israel is based on the Orthodox point of view, and the chief rabbinate in Jerusalem has tremendous power in Israel. They do have a huge percentage of secular Jews in the government and in the populace, but Israel is still very much an Orthodox state which bans conversions from Reform or conservative Judaism.
Reverend Ted Pike, I'm looking at Romans chapter 9, verse 6, which says, "Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called." That's exactly what you're saying, isn't it?
That's right. Paul, in those three chapters, Paul talks about the dry branches being broken off. They were once part of the living root and stem of Jesus Christ, but they were broken off in unbelief, and they have no more part with him. And on the other hand, he makes it very clear that there is something very holy undergirding the land of Israel and the Jewish people, in the sense that he says to them belongs the covenant and the giving the prophecies and the temple services and so on. And what he's saying is that Israel has gone into darkness and very deep apostasy, but God has unfinished business with the Jewish people. He has said that he's going to have righteousness out of the Jews. He didn't have it in the Old Testament, and many, many great patriarchs and prophets labored long and hard to try to create spiritual fruit in the rocky soil of Palestine. They were frustrated. But Paul says in these chapters, he says, for the sake of the fathers, for the sake of Elijah and Elisha and Isaiah and Ezekiel, he is going to have righteousness out of the Jewish people someday. And there is a remnant that even perhaps Jews in our own generation, young Jewish children born today, could be among those who will someday see the light.
Amen.
At the second coming of Christ.
Amen. See, Pastor Ted, I just try to ask the question that I believe that those listening to this program are asking. So I'm just gonna throw this one out. I don't have any idea where it's going to go. How would you respond, Reverend Pike, to the ministry of John Hagee, who seem to almost worship Israel more than America?
Well, John Hagee does forbid witnessing to Jews at his Christians United for Israel conferences. He forbids the use of Jesus' name in prayer there or any kind of praise. This is apostasy. This is heresy. It has to be called that. The curse of Jesus Christ is on those who deny his name before the nations. He says he is going to deny their name before the Father in heaven. And what has happened is that these Jews, like his right-hand man David Brog, who is the former staff head of staff for Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, pro-hate bill, Mr. Hate Bill is Arlen Specter. His right-hand man David Brog was hired by Hagee to be head of CUFI, Christians United for Israel. And Hagee has gotten way above his head. He has become unequally yoked together with apostate Jews, and he has to be rebuked for it.
See, Reverend, you've opened my eyes just with one statement you made earlier. The greatest blessing, if America wants to bless Israel, then we need to take the Savior to them, the Messiah. Help them understand that Jesus, Yeshua, is their Messiah. That is the greatest blessing, not natural earthly protection, not financial aid. That's not the type of blessing that the Lord was talking about. Rather, take the Messiah back to Israel. That's the blessing that the church should be about.
That's right. And unfortunately, evangelicals, as again, are very, very fleshly, very, very childish and rudimentary in their understanding of this. They think it blessing is to send off millions of dollars to Israel. Now, do you realize that just one Jewish organization in Israel has received $75 million in evangelical tithes and offerings? And they admitted recently that a good deal of this money has gone to ultra-Orthodox Haredi organizations, which at the same time are persecuting Messianic Jews in the West Bank and southern Israel.
So it's just bad theology.
Absolutely. And the evangelicals are also very out of line in agreeing with the government of Israel never to witness for Christ in Israel. A number of years ago, 50 evangelical organizations, which were involved in tours of Israel, promised, signed on the dotted line with the government of Israel, they would allow not one of their members to ever witness for Christ in Israel. This is treason to Almighty God, because we are obligated as Christians to always respond to the leading of the Holy Spirit, not the government of Israel, but the leading of the Holy Spirit as to when we are to speak or not to speak in witnessing for Christ.
And the gospel is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. So
absolutely.
Those of us who've received Christ, who have put on Christ, it is our obligation, if we are going to bless the Jews, if we are going to bless Israel, we are going to bring the Messiah back to them.
Absolutely. And Christ told us to preach the gospel to all nations, beginning especially at Jerusalem.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, in the book of Acts, the Pharisees tried to do what the modern state of Israel is doing right now, saying, we've commanded you not to speak in his name here in this holy city of Jerusalem. And Peter and John said, we must obey God rather than man. They were thrown in jail. They were bludgeoned and whipped for that. But here we have exactly the same thing. But unlike our great ancestors in the faith, evangelical leaders are happy to bow the knee to the secular Antichrist government of Israel and forbid millions and millions of Christians from listening to the Holy Spirit as they go on pilgrimage to Palestine.
Why is that, Pastor? I mean, we're not talking about evil being in the heart of evangelical leaders. They're not doing it for evil purposes. What do you think the real issue is?
We're talking about fear of man. Now, Jesus tells us that we're only supposed to fear God and fear his punishment if we do not speak the whole truth. But there's this pervasive idea that the Jews and the Jewish leaders are an exception. They are God's chosen people. And even Hagee are suggesting they have some kind of special covenant that allows them to do an end run into heaven around the cross of Jesus Christ. This is all man-fearing, and it's time. It's time, as you and I are standing up right now, to say that this is not real biblical ethics.
So the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which I'm on their website right now, Reverend Pike, it's the banner at the top of it says to stop the defamation of the Jewish people, to secure justice and fair treatment to all. They are able to flourish because, for the most part, Christians are afraid to stand up against them.
Well, that's right. And not only that, but they are the ADL is very very successful in penetrating into all of these organizations, persuading them and getting agreements from them. And I should mention that Joe Farah of WorldNet Daily did come out with an article a week or so ago in which he was strongly objecting to ADL's attack upon him in their recent 27-page directive. But he said in that article, he says, I have received more invitations to banquets and functions by ADL B'nai B'rith in the last year than I've received from evangelical organizations. Now we have to come out and be separate from the synagogue of Satan. Mm-hmm. This is the synagogue of Satan, those who say they are Jews but do lie.
Wow. Amen. Folks, listen, I don't know if you have the ability to get on the internet, but if you go to newswithviews.com, which is I write a commentary there every Thursday. Reverend Pike has a couple commentaries that I don't have time to get into now, but I would think would be very, very it would be time well spent. He's three of them up there. One was written back in October, The Last Chance to Kill the Hate Crimes Bill. The ADL blasts the paranoid right. This whole idea that the most dangerous people in America, as we know, that the Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, said we're returning veterans, Christians, pro-life activists, all that. That stuff's all coming from the ADL. Is it not coming?
Well, it's coming from the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is another 100% Jewish organization.
Secular Jew, God-hating Jews.
Yes.
Big difference in those two things. Because, see, it's like, Pastor, if we bring up the term Christian, we have no problem saying, well, he's not a Christian, that's not a Christian, that's not Christianity. But, boy, when you bring up Jews and you start saying, well, that's not of God, boy, people get very, very defensive. Why do you think that is?
We have been very deeply brainwashed and propagandized, at least over the last century. And this is a fulfillment of what Jesus said. He said, in the last days, even the very elect, if possible, will be deceived. We have to realize that if we're trusting the media, if we're even trusting the Christian media explicitly, we are in grave danger of being massively deceived. And what I propose to do, what I'm dedicated to do, regardless of the cross, my website, truthtellers.org, is to speak the whole truth, the whole biblical, the whole political truth, as I see it, so that there'll be at least one place on this planet where people can get the whole undiminished truth.
Reverend Ted Pike of truthtellers.org. This has been a fascinating hour, Pastor Pike. I'm going to have you on again because it's just so much stuff, so much more I'd love to get in with you about. So that we would understand. I know that you didn't hear the first half hour of my program today, but I'm trying to help people to see this is a spiritual war. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's not liberal, conservative. We are playing out a spiritual world in this natural planet on which we live. And too many of us are so fleshly that we cannot understand the reality of that.
Of course not. Yes, it's Christ versus Antichrist. And as we resist hate laws, as we resist ADL, we are also working with the Holy Spirit to restrain the appearance of Antichrist in his time. And it's true that these dire events will come. We will have a one world order. We will have persecution. But I believe if America and evangelicals turn back to the foundational principles I've talked about today and to utter faith in Jesus Christ and works of righteousness, that God can delay that fated end and that fated judgment.
Amen. Reverend Ted Pike, truthtellers.org. God bless you, my friend, and we will do this again.
Thank you so much, Coach.